We invite you to listen to Stephanie Carpentieri, associate of the Dominican Sisters of Sparkhill for 32 years. For Stephanie, being an associate is a perfect fit with her commitment to peace, justice, and spiritual growth. We are blessed to have Stephanie as a companion on our journey.
It all began 2 years ago. My friend Jean Maselli happened to mention this program. I never had heard about it before, this associate program. So I said, well, yeah, let's see what it's all about.
Yeah.
And that's how it began. And then, of course, with my closeness with Aquinas High School.
Is that where you went to high school?
I went to high school, but then I started with their development, a volunteer development person, events coordinator for 30 years until...
What are some of the highlights for you of being an associate?
Being an associate, it's the closeness, the feeling of being part of something very special, the benefits of participating in prayer, spirituality, learning many things. I think I came to the associates with a very naive type of religion, but you learn as you get older, thanks to, you know, going to different...
You mean like spirituality?
Spirituality, yeah. Just being able to participate in so many things that would not have been open to me. So this started, I lived across the street from Aquinas. I was born there, raised there. Went to St. Martin's, and I would just go over to the playground or look at the, as they said, the campus, the circle, and, you know, see the sisters going in and out, and I would say, oh, I wish I could, you know, go there at some point. And it was a love affair. I used to love the building. Mm. The building, I was
beautiful.
In awe. I mean, we all had tall tenements, nothing on them.
Yeah.
And I would sit there, and then that loggia, I'd stare at that and wonder what went on up there, you know, all that kind of stuff. So then, of course, I got into Aquinas. And then after graduating, I went on my own way. You know, I thought for a while I would be coming up here, but I didn't make that decision right away. And so I went to work, and I loved my work. I was fortunate to work for Otis, and it was great. I was there 20 years.
Wow.
And I just moved up the line there. I ended up in human resources. And then when we were bought over, I hooked up with Reader's Digest, which was great. Did everything. Public relations associate is what I was called. I did all their events. Down in the city, up in Westchester. It was the greatest job I ever had.
Yeah.
And all that time, though, I you know, I had the attachment. Well, because of Jean. I mean, I knew the sisters even before I was an associate.
It goes back. It all goes back to the Bronx.
It all goes back to probably around 19. Well, when I graduated, 1962. But then again, you know, it's from first grade, and my sister, third grade teacher is still here.
Who's that?
Well, I still want to call her Patrick James Rose McLurvy.
Oh, Mary Rose.
Mary Rose, yes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Your third grade teacher. I bet she has nothing but good things to say about
well,
you.
Well, when she sees
Saint
me
Martin
in the hall, she says that's my student.
St. Martin of Tours.
Yes.
So then you and Jean were in school for both schools.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that? That's,
yes.
I never really realized that. And now you've been helping so much with... First Mary, and now the other team members.
And coming here after retiring.
Ha.
Mary needed an assistant, and so I volunteered for about a year or a year and a half. I'd come up a few days, and, you know, she was looking for somebody. So we had a chat, and I said, Mary, I don't want to work 5 days. That's, you know, I've done it all my life.
Yeah.
So we came up with a three-day situation. And it was an honor.
It's a good balance for you.
It was a good balance for me. It was a good balance for her. It left her time to do her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an honor. It was a pleasure to be in that job.
Well, I know we feel very blessed to have you.
I'm so thankful for being part of this congregation at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because being in that building at the World Trade Center, when that plane hit, I thought my life was over.
Mm.
And when I did make it out, and the phone calls, the cards that I received from these sisters, I could never repay that. You know, I'm just so thankful because you don't just come out of that with a straight head.
Never
it took,
the same.
It took a while. And, you know, I think it was their prayers and everything that got me through those beginning months.
Absolutely.
Yeah.